Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Douglas Harold Plester appeared in court today from the Huron County Jail for a 9-count probation violation hearing. Represented by Ms. Dawn Young, Plester entered a not guilty plea to charges that include both technical and non-technical violations. The court advised him of potential penalties ranging from 15 days for technical violations to up to 5 years in prison for non-technical violations, given his underlying 5-year felony offense. During the bond hearing, the prosecution raised concerns about public safety due to Mr. Plester's history with alcohol and driving. His defense argued for his release, citing community ties and job loss, proposing a SCRAM device and mandatory AA attendance. The judge ultimately set a $5,000 10% cash bond. Key conditions include a SCRAM alcohol monitoring device and a strict prohibition against operating any motor vehicle, including snowplows or tractors, while his case is pending. Mr. Plester is scheduled to report to his probation agent for the SCRAM device upon posting bond, with the next court date set for March 16th. And authorities in Harbor Beach are asking for the public's help in locating a 36-year-old woman who was reported missing Friday night. Shayna Albright was last seen around 9:40 p.m. in the Harbor Beach area of Huron County. She is described as approximately 5'6" tall, weighing about 150 pounds, was wearing a olive green jacket, a white sweatshirt, blue jeans, and brown boots at the time she was last seen. Anyone with information is urged to contact police at 989-550-0732. That's 550-0732. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel reissued an identity theft warning during Identity Theft Awareness Week, urging residents to watch for signs their personal information may have been stolen. Identity theft, which involves the unauthorized use of data like social security numbers or credit card details, continues to rise, with more than 1.1 million cases reported nationwide in 2024, including nearly 24,000 in Michigan. Nessel encouraged consumers to stay alert for red flags such as missing mail, unexplained bank activity, credit denials. She also recommended preventative steps like using credit cards instead of debit, shredding sensitive documents, monitoring credit reports, and limiting use of personal checks. The Attorney General's office also highlighted the Michigan Identity Theft Support System, a resource to help victims recover their identities. Residents can contact the Consumer Protection Team for assistance or to file complaints. When we come back after this Al Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on a regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and getting into our national news. American Academy of Pediatrics issues digital health guidance. The American Academy of Pediatrics has released updated guidelines focusing on the mental health of children in the digital age. The new framework moves beyond simply limiting screen time, instead emphasizing the need for systemic changes in how technology companies design platforms for minors. The guidance suggests the parental engagement should focus on the quality of digital interactions rather than just the clock. The report also calls for better federal regulation to protect young users from algorithmic harm. In our international news, ferry sinks in southern Philippines, hundreds rescued. A ferry carrying over 350 people sank off the coast of the southern Philippines earlier today. Search and rescue teams have successfully pulled 215 people from the water, while operations continue for those still missing. The cause of the sinking is currently under investigation, with initial reports suggesting heavy seas may have played a role. Local authorities have deployed naval vessels and aircraft to assist in the ongoing rescue efforts. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and we have just a few obituaries to report for this hour. Vita Vicky Christman, age 80, passed away peacefully on January 22, 2026. Born on May 12, 1945 in Detroit, Michigan. Vicky adored her pets. Vicky is survived by her husband of 50 years, Jeff Christman. Her children, Barbara, Robert, and Jeffrey. Six grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. A celebration of Vicky's life will be held on January 30th. At Ramsfee Funeral Home in Harbor Beach from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Doris Jean Hessing Hagedun, 92, of Harbor Beach, passed away Thursday, January 22, 2026. She was born on January 2, 1934, in Detroit. Doris and Charles Hagen were united in marriage on September 19, 1953, in Kindy. Doris is survived by her children Jeannie Quinn, Robert, Nancy, Paul, and Diane, 14 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Doris will be Thursday, January 29, 2026, at 11:30 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Visitation for Doris will be Wednesday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. Memorials, the visitation on Thursday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11:30 a.m. Memorials may be given to the family's discretionary fund. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. And Beverly Bev Ann Briolet passed away peacefully. She was on January 25th, 2026. She was born on June 22nd, 1947 in Owendale. Beverly married the late Ernest Stanley Briolet on December 7th, 1974. Beverly is survived by her three daughters, Amy Jo, Carrie Ann, and Dawn Marie, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The celebration of Beverly's life will be held on Wednesday, January 26th at 1 p.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church of the Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be on Wednesday, January 28, 2026, from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church. Arrangements handled by McAlpine Funeral Home of Kindy. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the family of Beverly Riolet in care of Don Eisler. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And last, Delphine Louise Wolschlager of Caseville, age 82, passed away Saturday, January 17, 2026. She was born August 20, 1943, in Bingham Township. Delphine leaves to cherish her memory, her husband Henry, son and daughter-in-law, and grandchildren. Several nieces, nephews, and friends. Del's funeral service will be on Saturday, January 31st, 2026 at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Parish, St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. The family will be present to receive visitors on Saturday from 9 a.m. until the time of her service. Burial will take place privately at St. John Catholic Cemetery in Ubley. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com.